Unless your name is Tammy Flanagan, you probably don't know everything about planning your retirement that you should know, and that means you might be leaving benefits on the table that you didn't even know you had. Tammy is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning, and she is busily preparing for a series of webinars that starts next Thursday. Two Thursdays from now, June 12th, to help explain the basics and three big mistakes people make when navigating FERS, the Federal Employees Retirement System. Tammy, it's great to talk to you as always. How did you come up with the three irreversible mistakes? Is this just through the process of studying this and working on these issues with people over the years?
Yeah, that's right, Francis. Looking at all the seminars I've done through the years and hearing the things that people don't understand about their retirement that's really brought to mind, some of the things that you can really do that could be, you know, really a bad move on your part. So you want to try to help people avoid making those mistakes before they leave the government rather than to regret it after they're gone.
Tammy has details about these webinars that she's doing at FERSRouteToRetirement.com, and there are hyphens between each of those words. And we'll put a link at FederalNewsRadio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. Who should be watching these, Tammy? Who needs the information that you have, whether they know it or not?
Yeah, actually, I would say anybody, because I always say, even when I do a pre-retirement seminar, when I have people in there who are getting ready to walk out the door, I never mind when I see that 22-year-old sitting in the back of the room that their boss told them to come, because I really would like the people to come who are beginning their career so they have time to make changes. But we really designed these three counterpart webinars for mid-career to pre-retirement eligible employees. But we're going to see how this goes, and we may do a lot more because I think this is a new way to reach people and help them plan better for their future.
Yeah, they'd live forever. I mean, if I'm able to watch Thursday, June 12th at 2 p.m. Eastern time and get mistake number one, misunderstanding eligibility rules, that's wonderful. If I'm not, I can come back when I want to and still get the information that you shared with your colleague, Micah Shalansky, to figure out how I navigate all of these issues.
Yeah, I think the other good thing about this type of training, and this is kind of in its infancy with me at least, I'm sure other people have been doing this for a while, but I think that breaking it down into small modules rather than sitting for 6 hours in a row could be a lot less overwhelming to someone who this is all new information to. So kind of excited about it and see how it's received and see how people enjoy it.
Misunderstanding eligibility rules is the first one. The next one's the following Thursday, the 19th, and it deals with relying on your agency's estimate. And you and I have talked about that issue a bunch of times, that they don't do it maliciously. They're not trying to get you, but record keeping is not always as good as it could be.
Well, it's not only that, but I think that when you get your estimate, you kind of take for granted that it's going to be correct, but it's only as correct as the information that's in it. So if your agency didn't know that you had 2 summers that you worked for the Forest Service, or if you were been divorced and half of your retirement is going to your ex-spouse, you need to know the right questions to ask. So I think that's what the goal on that one is to try to really understand what that estimate's saying and to look for the accuracy, knowing what your career has really consisted of. That's the important thing.
The third one is the Thursday after that, and it's mistake number three, errors on retirement application. 18% of retirement applications rejected by OPM because they've got mistakes on them?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
That's a lot.
Well, remember, we're still in that paper-based system, and, you know, people who fill out their own application, there's some tough questions on there. There's some not really misleading, but like the one section says, information about survivor benefits. Well, if you're not married, you're thinking, I can just skip that section, but everybody has to fill that out. So everybody has to answer questions about whether you're single, married, widowed, or divorced. And so a lot of people tend to skip over things. And also even at the agency level, there are some things that if you're a brand new specialist in retirement, you might not know that you need to document that 5 years of health benefits coverage. So we're going to go over some of the most common things that cause a retirement to be rejected and things that people need to know about filling out that application when the time comes.
Tell me about Micah, the guy that you're doing these with.
Oh, Micah's a cool guy. I think this partnership's going to be nice because he's in his 30s, so he's the tech guy. He knows all about all the different ins and outs of how to make this thing work. I just know that I turn my computer on and everything comes up. But he's also a very good financial planner. I met him about 4 years ago when I was up in Anchorage, Alaska, of all places. But he helped me out with a couple seminars I had to do up there that dealt with the COLA that switched over to locality pay for Alaska and Hawaii. He was a pro on that, so he was able to explain that to my class. And then I did the rest of the training, but you know, very, very good financial advisor and very techno-savvy. So we're going to partner on these.
I will look forward to finding out what the feedback is like, because I would think that's going to be the major difference between the live seminars that you do, where people can come up to you afterwards and ask questions they maybe were too embarrassed to ask during the main session or whatever, and what you're doing here, which is you won't have the immediate feedback, but I wonder what the feedback will be like and whether it will be consistent with what you get at the in-person seminars.
Well, this is the other good thing, because we're going to schedule these so we have 45 minutes of content where we'll lecture, and we're going to go back and forth on the lecture from both the benefits and financial point of view. But then the last 15 minutes, we're going to have the participants type in their questions as we go, and then we will try to answer as many of those as we can at the end. And depending on how overwhelming the questions are, we may try to follow up with an email. So we do want to respond to the questions, because I really think that's the heart of good training, is to be able to answer questions.
The information about the webinars with Tammy Flanagan, the National Institute of Transition Planning, be at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon, and along with my conversation with her. What did something like this, the fact that you're doing something like this, mean about the way that you expect to do your job in the future, which is explain to people what they're entitled to and what their benefits are and how they can successfully plan? I mean, this sounds like not just an opportunity to do something different, but maybe to rethink the whole way you present information to people.
Yeah, I think in the future this might be the way to go, definitely, but I think today there's still room for both, because the only problem I see with the live training is that you can't reach everybody. You know, we do a training class at an agency, it's 30 people, and typically it's the managers and supervisors who get to come. So this is kind of geared towards all federal employees, you know, those who are out in the middle of nowhere, you know, working at the National Forest, or, you know, somebody who might be overseas, deployed, and they can't get to a seminar. So this can reach many more people on that level.
Well, I congratulate you on these, Tammy, and I look forward to hearing how they go and what the response reaction's like. I appreciate you being on the program as always, my friend.
Thanks, Francis. Have a good weekend.